The earlier part of the morning news that I gave after being up the third night running will be required for testing by all if we do not have tests this evening. That will be determined by the amount of interest shown in the news throughout the day of the required news for testing, which includes the summary of Tuesday night, the commentary on youth crime, its sensational appeal to racism. Racism is so flagrantly exhibited. The commentary on the Barkey decision, the full commentary on Prime Minister Burnham's speech as to socialist cleansing of corruption in the government and policies against imperialism and support for the reunification of Korea under the People's Democratic Republic of Communist North Korea. Otherwise, you are held only responsible for that news if we have tests tonight. If we do not have tests until People's Rally on Saturday, you'll be held responsible for the news earlier today, and this which includes some vital developments and happenings. All other news is bonus news for special rewards. In primary headlines being blazed across the United States, nuclear war ahead. Ellsberg, Daniel Ellsberg, who was, as you know, the former U.S. defense analyst and now a leading anti-nuclear advocate. He is the one who leaked the Pentagon Papers and was charged with 15 felony indictments and faced 115 years in prison. The charges were dropped against him in 1973 because he had been the victim of fascist tactics of the Nixon administration. When they had broken in to his psychiatrist's office, the plumber's that is, and obtained his private files, his psychiatric files. Ellsberg states that it is too late. He recently blocked a train carrying nuclear materials into a plant in Rocky Flats, an atom bomb plant in Colorado, earlier this month, which Ellsberg calls the Auschwitz of America. Ellsberg is a Harvard economist, PhD, who served in the Marine Corps and later became a Defense Department analyst. He worked for the State Department, the high-ranking official in RAND, and he served the State Department as an advisor in Vietnam. Then he was in the RAND Corporation, the Washington think tank, where government contracts for top secret defense studies were administered. He had access to those, and he helped write the Pentagon Papers, a 7,000-page history of U.S. decision-making in Vietnam. Ellsberg said he decided to make the secret document public in 1969 after he underwent a profound guilt and personal change. "I could not lie anymore," he explained, "when I wanted to communicate in the Pentagon. What I had to communicate was that we were consciously lying every day of the war. It was absolutely pervasive lying." According to Ellsberg, the Pentagon expert, the Pentagon Papers showed a system of military lies which dated back to the early 1950s. Officers made phony reports to cover up illegal bombing raids over Laos, Cambodia, and North Vietnam. They were writing false history, he declared. Pentagon Papers showed that America was losing the war during the late 1960s, when generals in the White House were telling open, bare-faced lies to the American public that they were winning and that U.S. forces were on the upsurge in the battles. Ellsberg said he took part in the campaign of lies, thinking that national security was at stake falsely. But the peace movement changed his mind, he explained. He met Quaker anti-war activists and pacifists who showed him that peaceful protests could change things. I had contact with people outside the defense system, and I began to see that you could operate safely there, he remarked. Now, Daniel Ellsberg, former Pentagon expert, says that the organized evil of America's defense policy is endangering all of the Northern Hemisphere. He said that it is very doubtful that this process can be changed. But he is spending his last days, he is 46 years young, trying to bring people to the principles of Gandhi and Martin Luther King. The RAND analyst leaked some damaging documents to late Senator Robert Kennedy. Robert Kennedy and later gave the Pentagon Papers to Senator William Fulbright, head of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Ellsberg said Fulbright promised to air the scandal, but never held the hearings he promised. Ellsberg then gave the Pentagon Papers to 70 newspapers, including the New York Times, which finally published much of the material. I underestimated the risk, recalls Dr. Ellsberg. He and colleague Anthony Russo were charged with 15 felony counts under the Federal Espionage Act. We're on trial facing up to 115 years in jail.
We'll have to get Jan to
but Ellsberg get Jan said the government
or to send it on out or have it
had a weak case, which was made shaky because there is no clear-cut law
we'll
against releasing secret material for the sole purpose of informing the general public. The charges were dismissed in 1973 after a federal judge ruled that government agencies had violated Dr. Ellsberg's rights. White House aides had burglarized the office of Ellsberg's psychiatrist to gather evidence against him. Top Nixon aides were later convicted in that case. Ellsberg said Nixon continued the pattern of lying about Vietnam. Nixon's memoirs show that the president secretly threatened to drop the atomic bomb on North Vietnam in late 1969 as a part of an ultimatum to end the war. We were closer to nuclear war then than I ever knew, he remarked. Ellsberg said United States of America secretly offered nuclear aid during the French war in Vietnam and warned that the U.S. has not softened its position on atomic war as a means of protecting capitalist interest. We are a very sick and dangerous country, said the former high-ranking government official, Dr. Ellsberg. Unless we change this miraculous place, this beautiful land known as North America, will be a wasteland. It won't exist. It will be a desert. Dr. Ellsberg said the neutron bomb represents the next to the last step before all-out nuclear conflict, and said it is terribly disheartening, and he is terribly discouraged at the failure of the United Nations weapons limitation talks due to the right-wing turn in the United States under Carter. He said the new federal law, SB 1437, ironically enough, sponsored by Senator Kennedy, the Kennedy brothers' sole surviving brother, Edward, will make it impossible for government insiders to reveal secret military plans at all. He said, don't expect to hear about our plan for using the atomic bomb. He said, they're already made, but don't expect any more leaks. He said the government is trying to hide information about the deadly effects already of low-level radiation from nuclear plants that I gave to you earlier in the morning news after being up all night. Dr. Ellsberg predicted an epidemic of radiation disease and death because of exposure during the past 30 years will break out soon. The effects aren't felt for a long time, but they're about due, and even suggest that some of the so-called mystery diseases that have been plaguing U.S. society and written off as Legionnaire's disease are some of the residual effects of capitalistic unsafe deployment of nuclear energy, radiation reactors. Some of us are going to die in nuclear war, as I address you here, he said, because we are not a people who regard the security and welfare of all mankind. He said some of us will die of the x-rays we've received in USA because of the lack of care of medical experts in general. Dr. Ellsworth blasted U.S. foreign policy, accusing the USA of secretly overthrowing the duly elected socialist governments in Chile and Indonesia. He said in Chile, through the nation's TVs and the radios, nationwide interviews to people who are no doubt not listening, he said in Chile we created a police state which runs by torture and terror. We destroyed the second oldest democracy in the Western Hemisphere, he charged. He said America is responsible for 2 million deaths in the 1965 Indonesian coup that was brought about by the CIA. It happened without the American public knowing anything about it, Ellsberg said. However, you remember I told you about it in a commentary some time ago. He blamed Henry Kissinger for the Chilean massacre. His policy was to exert power on a vast, murderous, and torturous scale to preserve capitalist order, Dr. Ellsberg charged. The 47-year-old writer said Americans should fight the anti-democratic forces in government. There are orders which would automatically be questioned by any civilized people, and they include orders to lie, and orders to kill, and orders of racial genocide to place people in concentration camps. He criticized President Carter, his top advisors, including Secretary of State Cyrus Vance, National Security Chief Brzezinski, and Defense Secretary Harold Brown. Said he in the New York Times and many other leading newspapers, they are not just like the ones who bombed Vietnam, they are the same ones who bombed Vietnam. He grew emotional talking about the